You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry.
T minus 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
No! Here he comes.
Champ, this isn't funny. Will you stop it?
The name is Spock. If we don't battle to the death, they will kill us both.
This isn't Star Trek.
Goodbye, Jim.
Making that noise?
What noise? I don't hear any noise. What, you got dog ears?
Stop doing that.
Stop doing what? You know, I hear it too, and it's very annoying. I wish you'd find the hooligan that's responsible, because I am trying to read chapter 7 again.
Father's from the phone.
That makes sense.
Hello?
Hello. I won't beat around the bush. I killed everybody, and I'm glad.
I appreciate your honesty. What makes your voice sound so funny?
I'm disguising it, Spock.
How?
By talking through a rubber chicken.
I thought it sounded like you were speaking through a rubber chicken.
Listen, I'm going to kill next at the football game. Click.
Did you hang up?
No, I just said click.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Hey, I think they like us.
Greetings from the Humongous, the Lord Humongous, the warrior of the wasteland, the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller!
Hey, everybody! It's me, the J-Strom, here from the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. Thank you for joining us this evening. Nowhere in Mulberry live. That's right, only on Talk Radio X. Hell yes. Am I right, Stephen, the Pop Culture Zealot?
You are correct, sir.
We're doing it live. It's exciting every week, man. Our third live Mulberry.
I'm excited.
And this is even more special. Do you know why?
No.
You have any idea?
No.
Bill, the Mulberry historian.
Yes.
Why is this episode special, besides being live on Talk Radio X?
Because we rode the short bus?
Well, we did, but no, that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, it's our two-year anniversary. The two-year anniversary of Nowhere in Mulberry. Yes, thank you. We've been doing this show for 2 years, and you know what? I don't even think, maybe subconsciously, we started doing the show live, and I didn't even think about our anniversary coming up. Because I don't, you know, I forget about anniversaries. Just ask my wife. She has to remind me. So I'm so glad we started doing the show live. So now we can do this special occasion. Just think, episode 100, when we stumble upon it. This is episode 92, so it's very soon. It will be all much more special, if you know what I'm saying. So,
a roundabout way.
So think about it. 2 years ago, I was like, hey, guys, let's try a podcast or something. And I remember we did several test shows that didn't turn out right. It wouldn't record Bill's voice or my sister's. But we finally got it down.
Or I fumbled through news broadcasts.
The helicopters crashed, stuff like that. But we made it through.
People died.
And really, we've just been going along, you know, doing
once
one episode.
Once we got a swing
week
of what we were doing.
This was the first year that we took a vacation. We're like, let's take a month off. And I'm glad we did.
Well, we had no shows to talk about on that side, too. But
I think we'll do that every year. Whenever the finales of Lost, Heroes, all that stuff happens, we'll take a good month off when all the crap is on. They start all the bad reality shows. We will talk about some of them because we are right now, like Big Brother, Who Wants to Be a Superhero, stuff like that. But it's always good to take a nice break. And I feel refreshed now when we're doing the show now that we've taken that break. Don't you, Bill?
Very much so. I like a summer's eve.
Now, one thing, Bill, are you getting used to being on live? Last night, Bill and I, Stephen, I wanted you to be on the show so bad. I couldn't get a hold of you. You weren't available. You were stuck in some other state, Utah.
Yeah.
One of those LDS meetings.
Yeah, but I'm trying to join every cult possible.
Right.
I mean,
no, Stephen. It's a religion.
Religion.
It's a, John Smith was a...
Joseph
Smith, yeah.
Yes.
John Smith. That's,
did they reveal to you the seeing stones and the hat that
you You know, last night...
Is that magic underwear you're wearing?
Last night...
You're just happy to
last
be on
night
the show.
I'm flipping two channels, and South Park was on, and it was the Joseph Smith LDS episode.
Oh, no way.
And I'm just... I had to laugh out loud. I was just like... And watch it, obviously, but...
There's a coinky dink.
Was that as good as the Scientology episode?
Yeah, it's every bit as good.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to see it because I love that episode. The one with Tom Cruise in the closet.
Yeah, because they have a little sing song they do. And it's like every time they start talking about Joseph Smith, it's like the little sing song is dum 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 dum.
Yeah.
And then one of the guy's wives, you know, she starts questioning it. So when they do her little thing, it's smart, 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 smart.
Yeah. Oh, man, I need to watch that.
That's a great episode.
Hey, Bill, you need to send me that through legal means, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I will.
So one thing that's Vanessa, my sister, I figured I'd bring this up eventually. I would need to.
Yeah.
And just let me – Vanessa hasn't been on the show for a while for, you know, personal reasons. She's doing stuff with her daughter. But I don't know. Maybe now that when you get out of habit of doing something like the show every week – I'm thinking maybe, you know, I'm not sure she's coming back to the show is what I'm trying to say, but I'm trying to put it in a way. She's my sister, and sometimes things are sensitive. Like, Steven, I could tell you something like, hey, I don't know, you're breathing too loud, or Bill. But it's different when it's someone who is close to you. It makes it harder in some ways, sure, where those creative differences, like, naturally, Bill, you and I wouldn't get in a slap fight, right?
No. I think she, you know, you, the person expects preferential treatment because you're a relative.
Right. But who knows? I really want her to come back for the 100th episode, but I don't know.
Well, you've heard, you know, guys are always different. We can get to a fight 15 minutes later.
Right, right, right.
You know,
and I don't want to talk about personal stuff. I don't know. Maybe that makes great radio, and that's, I'm not, Vanessa and I, we love each other, but right now we're just not seeing eye to eye on the show, and I'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Okay,
we're so stop asking me about it, Bill. No.
are we thinking about looking for a new newswoman yet, or?
You know, I've thought about that. I really think the show needs a female presence, especially with us. We can tend to be a bit much, but yes, in the future, I'm thinking about that. Let's just say that it's in my brain right now, and that's as far as it's gone. But yeah, I would like a female presence on the show. So we'll just leave it at that for now, and we'll see what happens with Vanessa if she begins talking to me again. So anyway, let's move on from there, which is unfortunate because this is our second year anniversary of the show, and I never thought something like that would – actually, that's a lie. There have been so – and well, what's funny
they don't know behind the scenes a lot of stuff that gets edited.
Doing this show for 2 years, there have been times – Bill, I don't want to say I need to stop editing myself. Bill, there have been times where you and Vanessa haven't exactly gotten along, and people may not know that.
No.
The listeners don't know that.
There was times where we were very short with each other. And
things got better for a long time. They got a lot better.
Yeah, they did.
And I think it what ended up happening was we got into a good rhythm, and then we took that break. And after the break, it seemed like we had to get used to it again, and it was kind of a little rough patch. But since we had done so many shows together, it was like, why aren't you getting used to this again? Why isn't this working? It worked for so long.
Well, she would also, like you said, have to do stuff with her daughter on Saturday. So occasional...
Right.
You can't get to that swing whenever you occasionally take that.
Right. When we do the show... several weeks in a row, you, me, and Bill, and then all of a sudden that fourth person comes in, it kind of shakes things up a little, like, whoa, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's like, you know, week before last, I think the first live show, Bill and I would step over each other for a few seconds. You know, it's like, okay, we have to gain our composure here.
You'd be like, right. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Like, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, we got back into a nice rhythm and all's well.
Yeah, we just weren't used to that live aspect. And if it wasn't live, you could edit out us stepping over each other.
Right, right. But, I mean, hey, I'm glad that we've done the show for 2 years. Hopefully we do it for many more. And one thing, there have been times – I never thought we would stop doing the show. Like, I've even, like, had conversations with my wife, like, and I'm like, I think we're going to do it forever, I think. That's what it feels like. I don't feel like stop. There are weeks where maybe there's too little feedback or there's no feedback. And I feel like we really knocked it out of the park, you know?
Yeah.
And I just get
That's particularly hard.
When you feel you had that episode, that...
It's self-doubt. I'm like, is anyone listening? Does anyone care? And then I come back to my senses. I'm like, well, I'm having fun, so that's why we're doing the show, right?
And you got to think that other people have lives as well. They don't always have chance to feed.
Right? Yeah, I understand that. And you know what? It's almost like as soon as the feeling's there, it goes away, kind of thing. This moment of doubt, and then it passes.
Yeah, you all know? We need is one post from one person that listens on the forum, and we're like, hey, all right,
somebody. Hey, was the feed working? Let me see. I'll try to download it. Yeah, it's there. Why isn't it? Huh? And then the next day, I'm like, what am I talking about? Like, I have so much fun talking with you guys every week, and now that we're doing the show live, that's what it's about. Am I right?
Yeah.
And let me just say, this week I think we're going to do movie drops, the movie drops game. And wow.
It's been a long
with any
time.
Particular person or
I wanted to get Radio Dan on it, but I have no idea if he'll be available. He said maybe he won't. So we'll find out. So it'll either be Mulberry Bill versus Steven or Mulberry Bill versus Radio Dan. The reason being, Steven, is you might have seen the movie clips last week.
Cheater.
No, honestly, I didn't.
Yeah, you don't remember.
Honestly,
anything.
Yeah, not at all.
No, liar.
We will see. We will find out. I'm kidding. No, he's good.
No, I didn't. I don't know if I even... Jeez, there's so much went on this week. I don't know if I even remember your computer from last week.
Yeah. Do you remember doing the show?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, what do you
but
say?
That's every week.
Guys, let's go ahead and get into some entertainment. Let's get this show moving. And I'm so glad that so many people have supported us and listened to the show for 2 years. Hey, see you in year three, right? Yes. Thank you very much. All right, guys, let's do entertainment. All right, guys, several movies came out today. 310 to... What is the movie called exactly, Bill?
525 to Yuma.
525. Yeah. 310 on the Yuma Expressway. And Shoot 'Em Up with Clive
Owen. Shoot Them Bastards.
And you know what? I was excited about this film a while ago. Then I kind of was like, I don't know. And today I'm excited again, and I wish I could have gotten to see it before the show.
Which one? Shoot 'Em Up? Or?
Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Owen.
Yeah, I really wanted to go see both of them today. I planned on it, and I just kind of realized that it would just progress my procrastination.
First of all, it's got Paul Giamatti, who I love.
Who kicks ass.
It's got Clive Owen, who I love, especially in Children of Men. And it's got Monica Bellucci, who I really love.
Yeah, I think most heterosexual men really love her.
And it's got
insanely hot about Monica Bellucci.
And it's got gunplay galore. And
yes. Something we haven't got a lot of in a long time.
You know, we talked about this a while ago on the show, how John Woo was so kick-ass, hard-boiled the killer, and Hollywood was like, hey, let's ruin that! And they did. They made gunfights, two guys with guns jumping through the air, just retarded. You're sick of seeing it. You don't want to see it anymore.
The sideways gun.
You don't want to see a guy jumping on a trolley going, you know, unloading, he's sliding.
Shoot a guy in the head and it would explode.
Yeah.
I mean, like, years right after that happened, I own a gun and I went to a shooting.
Oh, dear.
I went to a shooting range.
Yeah, right?
And
where's the story going, Steven?
You know, you're talking about the sideways shooting, you know, with all
okay.
that. And guys at the shooting range, you know, have their guns sideways shooting, you know.
Steven, did you pull a McLovin? Check yourself, fool, and start shooting a gun sideways.
Did you do the...
No, because I know the shell's going to go straight up and come back down and burn me.
Yeah, you see the guy's like, hey, check it out, man. He's got two pistols trying to shoot.
Well, first of all, there was like 5 or 6 guys with one little .22 pistol. They're all taking turns. They've all got the silhouette.
Like a Luger?
I don't even think it's that good. But, you know, it's one of those silhouettes, and every one of them is going for the headshot. No body shots at all.
Nice. Right.
And there's just shots all around the head, you know, 2 or 3 in the head.
Is it for zombie killing, maybe, they're getting ready for?
No, they're practicing for Unreal Tournament.
You know. But it, well, I found it really silly that, you know, every one of them got up there and had the gun sideways, you know.
Yeah. I hate that in movies now when they do that. Especially the bad guy. The person turns around and there's the bad guy standing there with his gun sideways. It's like, come on. Turn the gun upright.
Having a gun like having another cock, but it shoots bullets?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But see, the thing is, then they had Hot Fuzz where they had fun with the action and they made it cool again. Because this is what it's supposed to be, fun, and not, like, derivative, like Michael Bay, Tony Scott, etc. has made it. Am I right? Am I wrong saying Tony Scott there, Bill?
No, not at all.
So, what I hear about Shoot 'Em Up, I keep wanting to call it Kill 'Em All. It's like, it's not a Metallica movie. Shoot 'Em Up, I keep hearing that it's a love letter to those movies. And it's ridiculous, and it's got the one-liners, but it's embracing it with loving arms.
All I know is I saw that scene on YouTube where Clive Owen is having relations with Monica Bellucci, and he doesn't, you know, somebody, they, people break in with a gun, and he just starts shooting them up while he is still, you know, having relations with her. And it's all over the place. And it was just like, that is totally badass.
Really?
I've never seen that before, and that just rocks.
Well, let me shout out to our chat room, which is pretty full tonight, at nimchat.com. Shout out, guys. How's it going? And I, most of them, I think, saw Shoot 'Em Up tonight. Thumbs up, thumbs down. I think most of them say it was badass.
Nub says it was badass. Yeah, Credo saw it.
Credo saw it, but he gave us no thumbs up or thumbs down.
Henley says good, good.
Good, good. All right. That's awesome. So shoot them all. Kill them all. Shoot them up. is what I'm going to see tomorrow, and I guess I'll talk about it next week. Doesn't it suck when you don't get to see the movie the week it comes out?
Yeah, you know, I always try to see it on Fridays because I hate going to the theater on weekends because then you have kids and just more people in general. I love doing, like, the 10 a.m. shows in downtown Columbus so that I can just get in, see the movie, get out, or rush hour or anything like that.
You know, I'll drive my wife crazy. She'll say, like, let's go see so-and-so. What's a movie that came out like a month ago? I don't know. Let's go see Harry Potter. And I'll go, no. She'll go, why? And I was like, that came out like a month ago. I don't want to see it anymore. What?
The excitement's gone.
Well, it's been in the theater too long. I want to see it the opening weekend or not at all. Am I just a snob or what?
Yeah. Okay. You know, we love you for it. So.
Well, it's that opening night kind of thing. You want to be part of that group where it's your money, your revenue counts towards its opening weekend.
It's just that I have the mentality of, like, for instance, Shoot 'Em Up. 2 weeks from now, I'll have no interest in seeing it if my excitement really wanes for it until it comes out on DVD or HD DVD. Then I'm excited again. But
well,
anyway.
My whole reasoning behind seeing a movie opening weekend is it's always on the biggest and best screen.
Right.
You know, because they always have like two or three screens that are bigger than the rest in the theater. So I always try to go opening weekend to see it on the biggest screen.
Yeah. You know what? And another thing is Rave Motion Pictures. It's all DLP.
Yeah. I have one of those here in Columbus that I try to go to constantly. Anytime I want to see something, and they are the best theater chain I have ever been to.
We saw the Simpsons movie a couple weeks ago, but the trailers, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. It's so crisp, because I told you, when I went and saw The Bourne Ultimatum, it was flickering the whole time, flickering bulb, and I don't know if you guys know this, you see the cigarette burn in the corner through the whole movie, like it keeps appearing.
Yeah, it appears like you every also 15 see those, minutes.
Those digital watermarks that show up.
Yeah, but I noticed none of that stuff. It is so crisp, it is awesome.
Yeah,
so
if you have
a digital theater, don't go see film anymore, that's what I'm saying. I'm joining Robert Rodriguez and George Lucas on this, Michael Mann.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to say film is dead, but...
I was just kidding. It's not, they show movies that were filmed in film digitally. It's not just HD movies, by the way.
But the movies that were filmed digitally look incredible.
Right.
Like, the first DLP movie I ever saw, sadly, was Superman Returns. It looked great, but it was horrible.
Yeah, somehow Michael Mann made Miami Vice look like shit, even though it was filmed in HD.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I think, they say it's creative choices. I'm going to make this look like shit.
Yeah, well, they try to muddy it up. It looks so crystal clear that it almost looks like it's a television show or something.
Right,
so they're trying to go so far away from that television show.
And don't get me wrong.
Crisp, clean television, bright colors.
There are shots in the film in daylight that look incredible. So, you know, it's the nighttime scenes. And you run into that with any of those type of things. But I don't even know where we're going anymore. But shoot them up. Shoot them up, shoot them up. I keep wanting to say kill them all. I can't wait to see it. And let's go ahead and get in what's on our TiVos. If no one has anything else to say, what do you say?
No, let's do it.
Stop talking like that, Jason. Okay, I'll stop talking like that. All right. All right, we've got an incredible amount of shows to talk about. We have the finale of Entourage. Yes, yes. We have the finale of Who Wants to Be a Superhero. Does that get an applause? Okay.
Half ass.
Not so much. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a bit. But first of all, DeWhoopi. It was the first week on The View, Bill and Steven. And what did she do? We haven't talked about this at all, mainly because it was old news by the time. Sometimes I don't want to talk about real-world stuff on the show. I don't know.
It's too depressing.
But it's the Michael Vick thing with the dogs, the dogfighting. Yeah. You guys heard what happened. He had some kind of dogfighting ring in his on his property of his home, and now he's going to jail. His football career's over. Good. But DeWhoopi, she's pretty much her first day on The View telling us why she thinks, in his eyes, it wasn't wrong.
Oh. Well, you know what? I think she should justify that. Let's hear it.
From his background, this is not an unusual thing for where he comes from. It's like cockfighting.
Part of the country.
Yeah, it's like cockfighting in Puerto Rico. You know, there are certain things that are indicative to certain parts of our country.
What part of the country is this?
He's from the South. He's from the deep South. And dogfighting is a lot.
And there's
a lot of
torturing and dog murdering, though.
Well, that's part. Unfortunately, it's part of the thing.
It's part of the fun,
you know.
Right. And just
I don't think it's the fun. I don't think they see it that way. You know, I mean, you're a dog lover.
Well, it's a part of their culture for a long time.
For a lot of people, dogs are sport. It's not. And so I just thought it was interesting because it seemed like a light went off in his head when he realized that this was something that the entire country really didn't appreciate and didn't like. You know,
do you think he should not have been sentenced as he was because you say that it goes with the territory?
Well, I don't know if it goes with the territory, but I thought it was, if it had been somebody from New York City, my feelings would be very different.
So basically, couldn't you make that excuse about anyone from any background if they did something wrong? Well, that's okay just, where he's from.
Such an ignorant thing to say.
Well, it's okay. They grew up around, their mother was a crack addict or something.
Right.
Well, they grew up around crack, so it's okay for them to use it.
It's just,
you know, they can't rise above their circumstances.
I kind of understand what she's talking about, but also at the same time, it's no excuse, so why even bring it up? You know what I mean? I guess they have to fill time on the show.
Yeah, they do need to fill time, but that's something, you know, when I heard about that, I'm an animal lover, and that just sent me over the edge when I heard about that stuff.
Right, that stuff is sickening. But at the same time, about The View, don't you think it's funny that Whoopi Goldberg said that? You know, the exact thing I just played, that's what she said. And then the reason I even find the clip is because I read on a site, Whoopi defends Michael Vick.
Well, she didn't defend him as much as just say something stupid.
Right. But that's what's funny is on that show, they turn it into a story. It shows that there's a slow news week, doesn't it? I miss Rosie. I'm going to say it right now. I miss Rosie.
And
what is this?
Her and the Donald fighting.
I mean, seriously, Rosie created headlines. She was a newsmaker.
And rubber belly all over him.
See, what the people that listen to the show don't realize is that you and I, you know, we're going about our daily duties around the time that this is on The View, and it's in HD. So we kind of just turn it on because it's in high def. And everybody's going, why are you watching this? We're not actually watching it. We're just kind of, you know.
It's a very sexy thought.
Now, Bill, I'm going to go ahead and say, do not lump me in with that, all right? Because I do not watch it.
No, you have to admit that you did it first. When you got your high def TV, you know you did. Admit it. Don't be lying.
Keep your voice down.
There were times when I'd be sitting there and you'd go, hey,
maybe flip by it, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
To see Joey Behar, she's very hot in HD.
Oh, isn't she? That smoky voice.
Those pores are very lovely. That's all I have to say about that. Okay, let's move on from there. Jessica Alba, who's a favorite actress of ours, we think that she's talented. She's ugly, but she's very talented.
She's a
Shakespearean-trained actress. But she was on Letterman and talking about dating, first dates. Let's check it out.
I think sex on the first date is
fine.
Okay.
You said that sort of enthusiastically. Nice. Like, fine. Like, it's like getting a good parking place. Eh, fine.
Sometimes a good parking place is better.
Oh, that's true.
Boy, does she have a point there. So
I
anyway.
Love vapid, slutty actresses.
Yes. Now, last week, one of my favorite shows, my favorite new show so far, not Bionic Woman, it's Celebrity Rap Star. I mean, seriously, it's just incredible. But, you know, I was like, it'll never get better than that. We'll never hear about that show again, right? But this week, Bill, they had Perez Hilton, that guy who runs that blog, celebrity blog.
Yeah.
So he's on, first of all, it's Celebrity Rap Star, right? And they get a guy who runs a freaking blog.
Yeah, he writes about celebrities, so I think it qualifies.
But he's a celeb now, right? But the song that he chooses to rap to, I thought was freaking hilarious. Just check this out. It's awesome.
Oh, pop your fist in the air, y'all. We're at war. Rocks.
No.
With me. You know what the Midwest is, Gungan. Reckless. We're restless.
You say Gungan?
Might snatch your necklace and next piece.
He's
might
a left rapper.
Someone tell these who Perez H is. I walk through the valley of the shower death. Is top floor.
The shower of death.
Try to catch it. Kind of hard getting choked by detectives. Yeah, yeah. Get over method. They be asking us questions. Harassed and arrested. Saying, we eat pieces of you for breakfast. Huh? You eat pieces. What's the basis? Screw you.
What?
Edited for television.
I've got Jesus.
The outfit, he tried to go with the airbrush pants, and you know, mm-hmm. I understand the look you're trying to get, but I think Jesus walked up out of here when he hit the stage.
Okay. I heard that.
Mm-hmm. That was DeBrat.
I heard that.
How'd you like DeBrat to criticize you?
I'd be like, listen, you rug muncher, shut the
Whoa! What does that have to do with anything, Bill?
He's more talented than she ever was. Wouldn't she have one hit song in the late 80s?
Yeah.
And she's all of a sudden a judge?
Yeah, but why are you calling her lesbidasianism into question?
Because she is.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's coming. Perez Hilton is coming to the House of Blues
for what?
I have no clue.
To sing that song? Oh,
I saw it listed on. You know, I go to the House of Blues. I was looking at the acts coming up, and I was like,
"We're at war."
What am I going to pay to see this guy and let him tell me about some celebrity scandals?
Pump your fist in the air, y'all.
I walk through the valley of the sour death.
Oh, yes, you do.
Sour of death. Oh, the pig.
Now,
it's
guys.
It's a death pig.
We talked about this last week, I think, or a couple weeks ago. Who knows? But Kitchen Nightmares. That's the Gordon Ramsay show.
And Gordo.
I have a preview of it. Basically, what he does is he goes to a restaurant, and now it's here in America, right, Bill?
Yeah.
And he has a meal and tells them what's wrong with their restaurant. Essentially. So let's check it out. Special sneak preview for the Mulberry fans. Let's check it out.
Okay, here's the crepe.
Lovely, thank you.
Okay, this is a spicy Dijon sauce. Mm-hmm.
The cupcakes are homemade.
They are homemade, yes.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Looks terrible, the salad. Is this salad fresh? It's all like little bits in there. That's rotten. Huh? How old is that salad? Take it back before something jumps out of there. I'll just taste the crab cake.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's rotten then, no?
Yes.
Damn.
This is ridiculous, man. Look at the... How old is this salad? You make me look like a moron.
So, the guy who's owns a restaurant, I guess, serves him, and then he goes and yells at his staff, probably what will happen every single episode.
It's like, well, you know what I don't like...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Will.
We're still talking over each other. What I don't like already is the scoring in the background. The original UK version didn't have any of that.
Why do they have to? It's the same music from Hell's Kitchen. Isn't
they
it?
Have well, Americanized it.
They can't help it.
They overscore all of these shows. The music never freaking stops. And I think it's the worst I've ever heard it on Who Wants to Be a Superhero.
Well, that music's just awful.
It just never freaking stops. But
and it doesn't make any sense.
But, you know, a show that I gets better every year, guys, is I Want to Be a Soap Star. Have you seen this? These lovable contestants, hot dudes, lovely women, they all their goal in life is to be a soap actor, and it's on the soap channel.
Oh,
the,
you don't say.
yes, Bill. What are you insinuating? So basically, here it is. They put them through rigorous tasks, much like Who Wants to Be a Superhero, and just as stupid. For instance, they would have to know how to get into a dramatic argument and get into a faux fight. So here's kind of like a medley of a scene where they're fighting and bitch-slapping each other. It's very entertaining. Let's check it out.
Oh, come on. You bitch. I was joking. Where's your sense of humor?
Guys.
In rehab. Hey. It was a joke. Come on. What? Where's your sense of humor?
It's in rehab.
You son of a bitch.
It was a joke.
Where's your sense of humor?
Jaws back in rehab.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Did he keep us acting?
Get up. Get up. Get up.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. So, another...
I know why you're watching that channel. You have to check in and watch General Hospital Night Shift.
Yes.
Because you can't help but check in with Jesse's girl.
No, seriously, it's the... reruns of 90210. You've got to tune in for that.
I can't believe that's even on TV.
Yeah, I was kidding. I don't watch that show, Bill. So Real World Sydney, though, on MTV, I am watching. And the best thing about this is there's always drunk bitches every season. And there's drunk dudes. I'm not that old, right? I'm 35 years old, Steven. But it seems like the younger generation... are they just drunk all the time on television? That's what it looks like.
Well, it's like a prerequisite now to be on The Real World. You have to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, but not only are you an alcoholic, you're a belligerent alcoholic who was like, you want some of this? Congrats.
Well, again, they're filming this over a period of time, and they just take, like you said, they edit it for content themselves. Right.
But I never do that in the span of a week. Would I if I was on television?
I remember some years
I'm talking
back
about,
when you were at their age.
Oh, okay. I never got in fights, though, Steven.
No. I didn't see you.
I don't think when I
only
when
with
I was their
shorter
age, I was
people.
Ever that drunk, ever. I don't think I was ever drunk at that age.
Right.
In fact, I don't think alcohol was even on my radar.
Well, let's just check this out and tell me if you've ever had a situation like this happen. A young, drunk, hot thing sitting on your lap. And she falls over on the floor. She slips off your leg. She falls down. But instead of everyone's laughing, but instead of saying, oh, that's funny, she's like, why did you knock me over and push me? And she's like, all of a sudden, in front of a room of people, calling you out, saying that you purposely knocked her down. Let's check it out. It's very shocking.
I swear to God, I didn't do
what
that.
What happened?
She sat on my leg and over aimed. He fell 2 feet.
It really hurts.
Gravity is a... Somebody call a paramedic. This is an emergency. Don't you even start to do some dumb... Don't you even start to do some dumb ass... like that. You're a drunk ass, stupid slut that fell on your own ass, got up and tried to blame me for some... I didn't do a damn thing to you.
How am I a slut? Because I wouldn't...
Whoa!
What is going on there?
I just heard a lot of bleeps. So, okay. One show that I love is Rescue Me. And I, for your guys' sakes, I do not talk about Rescue Me. Am I right? I talk about it one episode per year, and this is the episode I'm talking about. Because I have an example of why I love the show. And, first of all, Dennis Leary's character, Tommy, his daughter is living with this total loser rock band guy. And he wants her to stay in touch with the family, so he keeps giving her things. And he finally gives her a credit card.
Oh, no.
He sees a charge for a ring, a diamond ring for $5,000, and he freaks out. He's like, oh, my God, they're going to get married. That's the last thing I want her to do. Because he's bribing her with all this stuff, and she's supposed to not do anything rash like that. So he goes down to the recording studio with this loser and is going to kick his ass, smash his guitar, and let's see what happens.
Hey! Oh, chillax, man. What are you doing? That guitar cost me a lot of money.
They say chillax.
Come on.
My daughter's
what?
Credit card, okay? And you call up $5,000.
What are you talking about, man?
Wedding ring or wedding ring, whatever the hell it is. I'm telling you right now. You are going to marry my daughter. Do you understand?
What?
There's no way in hell.
I'm going to marry your daughter. What are you talking about?
That's right. Wait,
listen.
Wait.
I got her. I bought the ring for Janelle here. Look, we met a couple of weeks ago, and we just, I don't know, it's been bliss, man. Can you understand? Like,
is that the ring?
Yes.
So you're marrying her?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in love.
Look, I was gonna tell Colleen, I just didn't get back.
Congratulations, man.
What?
I'm really happy for you. That's awesome.
Right.
That's great.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, good luck. And hey, I hope you have kids.
As long as he's marrying someone else. And that's what I love about that show, that sense of humor. That's what makes it great.
You know, I own the last season. I think it's the third season on Blu-ray. And I'm kind of waiting for seasons one and two to hit. And then I'll start watching it from the beginning. But
yeah.
Until, you know, I'd rather watch them in high def than bother with the DVDs.
This season, Artie Lang has been great on the show. He's had very few scenes, but he's had great scenes.
Like, really?
He is the cousin of a character named Lou, who is sleeping with an ex-nun. She quit being a nun, and she was all into sex now because she never had sex. So he's like, I've had too much sex with you. I got to slow down. So her sex drive is so out of control, she has sex with Artie Lang. And he walks in, he's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, sorry, bro. She came on to me. Who am I to say no? And he's like, I'm going to have to kick your ass. And he goes, you know you can't kick my ass. So he tries to punch Artie, and Artie just kicks his ass. He's like, if you punch me again, I'm going to have to hit you back. So finally, Artie knocks him on the ground, and he's totally naked with a towel around him. He's like, all right, I give up. I don't want my ass kicked anymore. So he's like, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to do it. And he walks over his face. He, like, walks over his head completely naked. Oh. And I love Lou goes, that was totally unnecessary. It's just little scenes like that are hilarious. Okay, guys. Big Brother 8. I almost said All-Stars. Okay, Big Brother 8. This week, a lot of stuff happened. But first of all, Janelle from BB6 and BB All-Stars was on. And I got to say, she's probably one of my favorite players of all time just because she was so good at the competitions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wasn't one of those backstabbing players that I don't necessarily look down on those players like so many people. Only the good people should win. Am I right?
You know what? She was the fun one to watch, like her and Howie interacting with each other.
Yeah, they had fun.
She kept the egos in check.
And
like
she
even admitted she was like, oh, she would always say like, oh, you're such a beefcake, or, you know, build up their egos.
Right.
So that they would look at her differently. And she's probably one of the best players that the game has seen.
And another thing is she was great. Like Jen was this season to a point till she finally had a major breakdown where people can talk shit about you, but it rolls off you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everyone
absolutely
hated her. She was a slut. She was, as Julie Chen said, what was she, a bitch? And she wanted to drown her in the pool or something,
yeah,
something like that. Am I right? So
yeah.
Anyway, Foggy. So, okay, this week on the show.
Foggy sleeping?
Yeah.
Bitch.
I think that's all we're getting. So anyway, Janelle shows up on the show. Let's check it out.
When the sliding glass door opened, it was like a pink bedroom. There was a big TV screen in the middle. There was a chair that looked like it spun around. And there was rose petals. I loved it.
It's like
it was
you
so
do
cute.
Know we get to
I
see it too,
this.
Right? Yeah. It's like that show Get Out.
Huh. Gorgeous.
Allison.
I say April.
Oh, God forbid. I'd throw her in the pool.
Janelle.
Oh, God. Looks like Miss Piggy meets Janelle. That must be her after the weekend.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Phoebe Wow.
Eric is such a dumbass.
Love you all.
I hate it.
So
far,
so
Flint
Mouth.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
It's all good. Goodbye.
I love that when she's like, oh, it's all good, Eric. And then she mouths the dick, it's not all good.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pretty hurtful for someone to make fun of your weight.
Well, she's not even heavy. That's the weird thing.
That's the thing. I remember, like, last season, I get sick of these people because they're like, oh, I'm so fat. And I'm like, you know, you need to go F yourself, right? Because you're not fat. But, yeah, they did the power veto thing where they spin around. But the best part about that is Dick was just, like, smitten with Janelle. And they play that stupid sappy romance music. And she was like, oh, you're hot, Dick. And he's like,
yeah,
well.
She's just building up his ego.
And I love how Danielle goes, has she even been watching the show? Does she really think my dad is hot?
Yeah, you know, that's really hot when he's outside hawking these gigantic loogies into the grass every
Yeah, and he's burning girls with cigarettes or yelling at them about their faith or whatever. And you know what? I got to say that at times I'm a fan of Dick, but at also times I'm not. Am I right? Because what
so you swing both ways.
God damn it. I'm talking about Richard. Evil Richard. All right? Christ. This isn't romper room. We're all adults here. So
it's adult romper room.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I guess you could say, yes, I liked Richard until he would yell at somebody that, say, maybe I liked. Like, I had no problem with Jen, mainly because everyone hated her so much. It's almost like I like people more the more people hate them. You know?
Yeah.
Cry, baby, little bitch.
I don't like when, say, last season, like, go Will Boogie. They called him Will Boogie.
Oh,
my God. All right, chill town. It's like, do you really want those jackasses to win? Are you serious? Nobody wants them to win.
Psycho bitch.
But obviously, from America's Player this year, everyone... I'm completely not going the same direction of those people.
No.
So basically, here's what happened this week. They had the double eviction night, and Jessica and Jamaica were up on the block. Let's see who went out. And also, Eric got voted out, too. Let's just...
By a vote of 2-1, Jessica, you are evicted from the Big Brother house.
I don't think you know how much I need you here and how much I want you here. I am going to be a maniac for as long as I stay.
Oh my God, he's going to kill
you. Fighting for your honor.
As long as he stays,
Jessica,
for the next
I love
five
you.
Minutes.
Whoa, he loves her.
Oh.
Fighting for
By
your honor.
By a vote of 2-0.
He is the man that will
Eric,
fight for honor.
You are evicted from the Big Brother house. The last
Tommy
thing you wanted was
Q.
a showmance.
Wait,
so was the showmance
name?
With Jessica real?
Oh, it wasn't a showmance whatsoever, Julie. It was genuine, honest feelings. It was in
I
no way part of my game whatsoever.
For now, you are off
vagina.
The jury house.
Fair enough. Thank you very
honest.
Much, Julie.
And Jessica's there.
Well, exactly. Yeah, 20 minutes later, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love how he says it wasn't a showmance. I didn't think it was
such
either.
A cool...
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan of Eric, and he did pretty much get screwed.
He's like a pierced, anorexic Jason Biggs.
First of all, his best thing he had going for him is the wheeling and dealing he'd do to get out of things or sway votes. And
yeah,
the,
but you're forgetting about his eyebrow.
The double eviction
eyebrow.
Sped things up where he was kind of screwed. He had no chance to defend himself or anything. He was just...
Well, America screwed him because Julie Chen told him, hey, whenever I announce you guys to go back in the house, the person I ask to lead you in is the person that America wants you to get nominated.
Right.
And it was Danielle, and that was like, yeah. He knew right then and there that he was screwed.
Yeah. Well, he was screwed as soon as he didn't win HOH. That was the only way he was staying, I think.
Yeah.
Because Zach... Dick or Danielle would have put him up, and that's what happened.
And I hate that Zach is still there. Zach has done absolutely nothing through the entire game, and he has just started to win, you know, this head of household stuff. And
he's done as much as I mean, how much has Dick? Well, I guess Dick has won HOH several times,
but at least Dick had played people. He has, you know, Zach.
But if you ask Dick, he would say no, he hasn't. Dick always says I'm up and up. I'm up with everybody. I don't been, you know, I tell everyone I'm straight. So Really? Steven, just stop. Oh.
I knew that.
Every
was
time I say
coming,
freaking dick,
pass.
All right?
Steven just can't let it go.
No. You look over at me and smirk when you say it.
Crybaby.
What is
babies.
Going on with the sexual innuendos during Big Brother? It's like we can't help but not.
Why
couldn't
the guy be Evil Ernie or something?
Evil Antubert.
So, okay, here we go. Who wants to be a superhero? The big finale. Sci-Fi
if
decided
it involves
to,
that show, I don't want to be one.
Sci-Fi decided to wrap it up in one night.
Yes.
I guess they're like, okay, let's get this shit over with. But before we do, let's go
nobody's
ahead.
Nobody's watching.
Let's listen to a voicemail of one of our listeners before we get into it.
So this is a Mulberry. This is Rick from Fort Worth. Just wanted to give you my thoughts on who wants to be a superhero. First off, the Diffuser one based on a really good sob story. Okay, fine. I'm going to go audition next year, and I'm going to give them a really good sob story. That's fine. It gives me a year to come up with one. I think I can do it by then. Secondly, what was up with Giant Stan, okay? I mean, could they have come up with a worse plot point? Probably not.
He's got a point
and
there.
And third,
Christ.
What was up with Dr. Dark? Okay, he went out like a punk. Okay, they like, punched him a couple times, and that was it? After this whole season, that was it? Oh, okay, fine, whatever.
Dr. Dark felt Hyperstrike's chi.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Those were three good points, Rick.
They were. Yeah. I mean, what is there? I mean, I know the show was stupid, but there was something about last season that was charming about the retardedness of it. What do you say we get Eric, America's player, next season on Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
Man.
America's
Hero.
Man. America's Hero.
He could be Dreidel Boy to Mr. Mitzvah's.
We call and tell him what to do.
Boy.
Where to begin on this? First of all, they had the dog thing, and the thing that annoyed me is that Stan Lee is a deceptive bastard. He has them bugged at all times. They're in a makeup chair thinking they have privacy. They can't even have a conversation with anyone. First of all, Hygiena, she's locked them in a house with these two dudes. One's a cop, the other's a karate guy. So it's the first chance she gets to talk to a woman about girl stuff. She's being recorded. I mean, is that right?
Well, you signed that paper.
Yeah. So they do the dog thing. I don't even want to talk about that. It was just stupid the way they have to hold hands and short out. No!
You know what? They need to
they
do
short
next
out
year.
Giant Stanley.
You had a good idea. They need to have the superhero with the sidekick. They need to have two.
Yeah. They need to have something. I don't know. I don't know what the hell. They need to cancel the show and start over or something because the stuff.
Stop all the gay production values. You know?
I mean, like last season, they did the dog thing. They said you need to get from point A to point B to for this task. But instead, they had to bring in Giant Stan Lee. Yeah. They have to short out this electrode thing. I mean, why even bother with that stupid crap? It's just like the Dr. Dark thing where they have to finally fight him. It's so awkward and clumsy.
You know, they like they did last season was they took the one hero and turned him evil.
Yeah.
You know, they should have done the same thing.
I was hoping they would reveal that Dr. Dark was like, you know, Mr. Mitzvah or something.
Or Parthenon. Or,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Parthenon made it way too long, but, you know.
Yeah, but it should have been something like that. But
exactly.
I don't know. This show is a mess. I don't know. The best part is when like he said, the diffuser has this huge sob story about his sister, blah, blah, blee. And it's just like, what?
What does this have to do with being a superhero?
Right. And at the end, my favorite part is when
he could have gotten a superhero out of the book to help him.
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm late in bed at night wishing that the superhero...
Spider-Man, can you help me with my sister? Kind of busy right now.
I'll help you with your sister.
Mm-hmm. You know.
It's like
he'll shoot his web.
I would like to see a superhero and sidekick duo episodes.
I mean,
I don't know. That might be a really bad idea. I mean, if this was so messed up,
come on,
it's all bad ideas. So what could it hurt?
The worst part was the where they used like bits and pieces from abandoned sci-fi original film. Yeah.
I think I saw a sci-fi's Beowulf in there fighting Hyperstrike.
And it was like they didn't even try. Like you could, it was like a matte painting. You could see the like the white outline on them.
It feels like they're like on a set filming, and they're okay. What do we do now? Okay, you guys stand over there. And this wall, it's going to transform into some kind of shit, and you're all going to go ooh, and then we'll figure it out later in post. Oh, okay, and action. Ooh, that's what it feels like. The whole show.
They said that some generic lines.
Yeah,
and say your your catchphrase.
I am Hyperstrike!
Feel my chi!
I am Macaulay Culkin! I still think that guy's Macaulay Culkin.
Maybe he's Kieran Culkin.
Okay, real quick. Entourage. It was the season finale. They go to Con. The best stuff was with drama. They apparently they all know him from his Viking Quest show, and he hooks up with this girl. But he wants his perfect room, and he gets thrown out of the hotel, and he's trying to find this girl that he's in love with. That stuff was funny. They had the stuff where they're trying to sell Medellin. They get this great offer from that what is he, Israeli or something? He's got all this money. Middle Eastern, he's loaded. Yeah, he offers them what was it? $30 million, $35 million, and they turned it down.
Then they came back with the $75 million bid.
Right. That was after drama gets it wrong. He's like, they're getting $50 million. And it's like, what? And then he makes the deal. And then, of course, they see the film. And
I love it.
Oh, that was great.
We have a scene.
Yeah, we have a deal, right?
Sue me. My company's based out of Dubai. Good luck.
I love Ari's asleep through the movie. I love it. So then Harvey's like, I'll buy it for a dollar. So that's what they end up selling it. And of course, Vince doesn't really care, but I love the footage they showed of it with the chicken flapping and like this and the guys being raised up and you see the glasses. It looked like so just overwrought, just
Was that Billy hanging upside down?
I don't know. It's so bad. I love that show, though. The stuff with drama at the end, like Tarvel. Was that his name? Tarvel's been having sex with a woman for 3 hours straight or something.
Well, I like the one where he's going around showing pictures of the cell phone. And they're like, was that Tarvel?
Yeah. I loved it. Oh, that was great. When will we see that show again? Like a year?
February. It'll probably be back in February.
I hope so.
You think that soon?
Yeah, generally that's when it comes back.
Yeah, February or March, something like that. So, okay, we've talked about all of our shows. What do you say we do some movie drops? I have no idea if Radio Dan is in the hizzy or not. Should I attempt to call him? He's away. Why don't we do Bill versus Steven? What do you guys say?
Sure. We normally do.
We'll try it.
All right, here we go. Movie drops, and then we'll take a break. Here we go. Who wants to go first? We have four movies here.
Bill, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Steven. You're so kind.
All right, here's clue number one, Bill. Give the audience a chance to participate. Maybe they'll try to guess, something like that. And here we go.
Hey, I'm Debbie Newberry. And stand by your phones, because any time now I'll be giving away tickets to see Palace this Saturday night in concert at Cobo Hall.
All right, what's the movie, Bill?
Dazed and Confused?
Wrong.
All I heard was Cobo Hall. I know that's Detroit.
Is that me? My turn? Can I answer it?
No, that's... I don't know. Yeah, go ahead, Steven.
I mean, for no points, I'll answer.
Okay.
Gross Point Blank.
You're right, sir. I shouldn't have let you guess.
You're right.
I make all these movie clips for no reason. Damn it.
Didn't even register. And I probably would have got one if you had the popcorn.
Doing one of their songs.
Exactly. Okay, Gross Point Blank. Okay, next time don't guess so fast. I took a long time to make these. All right, Steven, it's your turn.
Okay.
And Bill could steal away if you have no idea. Usually I let you play every clip. Okay, here we go.
What is he, a ghost? What is he, a ghost?
Any clue?
Next clip.
All right, here we go.
All movement in the universe
is caused by tension between positive and negative furies.
Oh.
Any ideas?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Play another one.
Of course the Chinese mix everything up. Look at what they have to work with, huh? There's Buddhism, Confucianism, and Taoist alchemy and sorcery. We take what we want and leave the rest. Just like your salad bar.
Oh, my God.
I know this.
So do I.
All right, here's the last clue. Whoever says it first.
It's real and we can touch it, so at least we know where we stand.
Big Trouble in China.
That's right.
Nice, Bill.
We got a tie. All right, back to you, Bill. Here we go.
Look, I'd like to help you out, but we're cutting in on my nap time as it is. But the good news is I got just the guy for the job.
I know it's Jeremy Piven.
All right, here's clue number two.
Got any smoke, baby?
Nah, man, last one.
PCU.
Ah, you got it. That was it.
What is this? You're going to wear this to the show. You're going to wear the shirt of the band you're going to go see. Don't be that guy.
I love that.
That's one of my favorite movies. I love that thing.
Okay, here so, we go.
Just the fact that Parliament shows up at the end is just...
That is a fun movie. All right, now here's the last movie. Either Steven, you can tie or outright lose. Let's check it out.
Yes!
All right. Any ideas, Steven? All right, clue number two.
Pull his pants down to set an example. You're out of here, pal.
How can he say all a thing right, like right. that?
All right, clue number three.
What are you doing?
He's asking where to.
Oh, God.
Any ideas, Steven?
Next one.
Bill,
one
let's see if he gets last it on the one. Last one, Bill.
All right.
Because, Bill, I have a feeling you know what it is.
What are you
doing? Oh, Jesus! The goddamn airport!
What, do you got shit in your ears? Come on!
All right, now, easy. He may be a guest in our country. Friend!
I know.
Kennedy! Here!
Oh, what is it, Steven?
Kennedy
Quicksilver.
Airport.
No. Quick.
Quick right, but...
Come on, Steven.
Quick change.
You got
there
it.
You go.
Yeah.
What, you got shit in your ears?
I love that.
Randy Quaid has some of the best lines in movies ever.
Oh, that's such a great line. I love it.
You know, and it's funny. He's got, you know, like, what, do you got shit in your ears?
Big shit cloud.
Shit cloud.
Yes.
But then, of all the films, he has one of the worst lines ever in Independence Day. In the words of my generation... Up yours!
Yeah,
and it's like,
wow.
Dude,
a huge cloud of shit. Wow. God, I think I smell it. Come on, let's go.
It shows him, like, I know you can do any movie you want, Randy Quaid, but don't work with the Independence Day guys.
He's
Roland Emmerich.
He's got another great one, but in a horrible movie, which is Caddyshack 2, when he plays the lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you say, guys? We take a break and we come right back with the news. You ready?
Let's do it.
We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, the Rise Guys morning show, everybody. Wake up! Rise and shine. We're the Wacky Rise Guys.
Yeah, wake up! Got a guy on the phone to break up with his girlfriend.
It's 5 a.m. in the morning and I'm a zombie. All right, we're back. Back like a vertebrae. I know Radio Dan loves that so much.
I can't believe he whipped out the intern Jessica line.
Wow. I thought it was hilarious. All right, Bill, you ready to do some news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
I could hear that, what do you got, shit in your ears line over and over and over again.
It is genius. Total genius. Love it.
What do you got, shit in your ears? Come on!
Okay, so let's start off with a story out of South Richmond, Indiana. A man who robbed a Baskin-Robbins ice cream store with a fake gun Thursday night, well, he was shot to death by the store's gun-wielding manager.
Whoa.
Yeah. That teaches you, kids, don't enter a store brandishing a BB gun that looks like a semi-automatic weapon and demand money. After the clerk handed over cash, police said the store manager grabbed a semi-automatic handgun from behind the counter and fired multiple times at the thief, striking him at least once as he fled. A police canine unit followed a trail roughly 100 yards through a wooded area behind the store to the 2900 block of Cherokee Road. Officers found the bleeding man lying on the ground in front of what is believed to be his residence with cash police believe think was taken from the... people don't think it's genius to rob stores with a fake gun, because most likely you'll get shot and killed.
Yeah.
That's the little one
there. He had to know the risk, though, don't you think?
If you're robbing a Baskin-Robbins,
can you have a silencer on your BB gun?
Do you walk in and say, hey, give me all your money at a Baskin-Robbins? What are they going to have, $50 total?
Hey, you.
Hand your damn cash over.
Get your damn hands off that cone. an artist in New York has opened the first plant porn theater.
Really?
What does that even mean? American artist has come up with a new form of a movie, pornography for plants featuring uncensored pollination. Are you freaking serious? Conceptual artist, there you go. Conceptual artist, also known as a Looney Tune.
Oh, gotcha.
Jonathan Keats said he came to appreciate the impact of entertainment on non-human audiences while choreographing a ballet for honeybees last year, selectively planting flowers among hives to direct the bees' moves. Wow. That sounds so...
I can't remember. I was high at the time.
This guy must have, like, smoked a gigantic spliff and then went, oh, man, I got the best idea.
I think Jesus walked up out of here when he hit the stage.
Okay. God. If you're in New York and you have nothing better to do, why not go see plants pollinate? Because,
What the hell is it? What? Why did someone write about this?
Because you know what? It's absolutely inane, and maybe they just kind of had to,
It's a slow art month.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just so dumb. Why? Do people actually think, like, wow, that's incredible, that is truly...
I want this to be my time.
People stop peeing on crosses and stuff now, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what was it? It was the cross in the jar of urine or something?
In a big tank full of pig urine, yeah.
One of my favorite... Yeah. Oh, man. Just thinking about pretentious art students, I remember at an art show, I had a drawing or whatever in there, but someone had taken a picture, like the Jesus on the cross, but they had handcuffs hanging on it. Very deep, man.
Wow.
Well, other than that, what a jerk.
Exactly. What else we got, Bill?
two George Jenkins high school students.
George Jetson?
Yes, George Jetson in Lakeland, Florida, were charged Friday with sending threatening emails to four faculty members, and the students age 18 to 14 wanted to get out of school for the day. So what not a better thing to do than send threatening emails to your teachers? A George Jenkins school secretary, librarian, teacher, and dean of students received emails Thursday deputies described as containing threats. They either stated a bomb in the school would detonate during the day or someone with a gun at school would harm them. A forensic detective assigned to check the faculty members' computers traced the emails to Brandon Sidney Johnson, 18, and a 14-year-old girl, both of Lakeland, a Polk County Sheriff's news release said. The 14-year-old is not being named because of her age, obviously. The students told detectives they wanted to get out of school but had no intention of following through on the threats.
Why can't they just skip school like a normal person?
Yeah, you know, but hey, I bet you in their immature minds they went, I have the best idea. Let's
Where's your sense of humor? Back in rehab.
What?
Let's send threatening emails to our teachers. And they went, it's genius.
It's like the kids are like, let's do a bomb threat. It's like, bad idea, especially after 9/11.
Yeah. How many times do you have to hear on the news some idiot kid, you know, wrote something and they found it in his locker and now the zero tolerance policy says that he's expelled and now he's in a mental institution or something.
It's awesome.
It's our knee-jerk society that we have right now, this entire – and people are taking advantage of it, the whole idea of the government inspiring fear within us to be complacent and, you know, all that happy horse shit. But kids are just dumb. And I think, like, this generation coming up is going to be really dumb.
They need to pull all kids aside, shake them, and say this.
Yeah.
What, do you got shit in your ears?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I've said it before on the show. It's like the time machine. We're all falling back into that environment that we're just going to be stupid. We're just going to be so stupid in the future.
Because, I already am.
Well, yeah. But, you know, you shouldn't admit that in public.
You make me look like a moron.
Here's some great news for drinkers. You know, I'm a social drinker somewhat. I like to have a beer every once in a while.
You're a drunk ass stupid slut.
No, not. Just once in a while, I don't drink to the point where I just sleep with anyone.
Right.
You know, I like to know what I'm sleeping with. But the old advertising slogan, Guinness is good for you, may be true after all, according to researchers. A pint of the black stuff a day may work as well as an aspirin to prevent heart clots that raise the risk of heart attack.
But they don't need to do stories like this. It just enables alcoholics. Yeah, it's good for my body.
Yeah, it says a Guinness a day, but then people go, like, they go and buy, like, a six-pack of Pounders and go, hey, man, I'm just, you know, being healthy.
If one is like, good for me, six is great.
Or it'll say something like a teaspoon of beer once a month. It's like, you hear that? Drink all the beer I want. Damn it. It's like, no, it said a teaspoon, I believe.
Yeah, so, you know, this, and you're going to have people
Damn
like
it.
That that think that way, but I guess they don't consider it may help their heart but destroy their liver. But drinking lager does not yield the same benefits as Guinness. It has something to do with the stout, the properties of that stout, that, you know, that bitter black beer.
Really?
That somehow affects the arteries and the blood.
I'm gonna milk it.
So if you like Guinness, you know, drink up, have a pint.
I do,
but
like
not more
Guinness.
Than one, people, and don't drive drunk.
I'm get the bone.
There's an example right there. I told you. another woman has been charged with sex with a 15-year-old boy. The sad thing is, she is fugly. A single mountain woman, or single mountain woman in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has been charged with having sex with a 15-year-old neighborhood boy from across the street.
Oh boy,
Dana Faye Queen of 37 Dandy Lane, and she isn't dandy, that's for sure, is charged with aggravated statutory rape. She has a separate theft count, also. Oh, way to go, honey. Police said when Ms. Queen was living in Chattanooga, she had sex several times with a boy between July 25th and August 1st. She is 10 years and 2 months older than the boy, lived across the street from the family for about 2 years, knew his age, and it was stated. The boy said he would go to the woman's house around 7:30 a.m. after her husband would go to work. He said they started out kissing.
Wait, did you say Miss Queen? Is she possibly related to Oliver Queen?
I think she is.
You forgot to say please.
she lives, I think she also spends time in Borneo, and she enjoys archery. He said they started out kissing and it later led to sex in her bedroom on her waterbed.
Good Lord, man.
In the bathroom, on the sink, and on the couch in the living room.
Thought I made myself clear. You were only to use violence if you were in danger.
They marked their territory everywhere in that house.
I miss Green Arrow so much. I really do.
The boy,
we couldn't have that now, could we?
The boy said his mother told his mother about the alleged incidents after Miss Queen told him she was pregnant. Oh, crap.
Crap, it gets worse.
Yeah. Dude, wear a condom, for Christ's sake. He said she always provided him with condoms during sex, though. Oh, so maybe she's lying. Miss Queen was at first being sought by officers who thought she might be on Kegel Mountain, but she ended up being on Signal Mountain, whatever the hell that means. She was described as a 5'5" and 180 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes and 4 tattoos. I think that 180 pounds is an underestimate by her picture. Maybe 208 pounds. And covered in acne with raccoon eyes.
Did it say that?
No.
That's a Bill comment.
Yeah, she is a looker. Love to hunt, you know, and some people really don't enjoy the aspect of going into the woods and picking a spot and just waiting and, you know, the whole idea of the waiting, much like fishing. So two men in southeast Missouri decided they would try and shoot deer from their car. They were charged with taking wildlife in violation of Missouri's Department of Conservation guidelines. Cape Girardeau police responded to calls around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, alerting them that someone tried to shoot a deer at the intersection of Bertling and Sprigg Streets.
They didn't want to get out of their car.
No. The deer were on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University. When police arrived at the intersection, they found two men in a red Geo Metro. The passenger, Joshua Dibert, 27, had a .22 caliber rifle in his possession. What the hell are you shooting at with a .22 caliber rifle? That's not going to take down a deer. You freaking idiot.
Maybe if you shoot it in the eye or something.
Yeah, that's a dead shot. Both men were escorted to the police station where they gave statements saying they had been in Allenville earlier in the day shooting alligator gar and turtles in a creek, according to the probable case statement.
These guys are really bored. They need something to do.
They need something to do.
Shoot that shit in the creek, and then they go, oh, man, let's go into town and shoot a deer.
Hey, assholes, have you ever heard of bottles or cans? Come on.
Totally shoot a deer with this .22 rifle. It's they had two .22 caliber rifles in the car when they spotted the deer, so Dibert fired two shots outside the car and one from the passenger seat. That deer must have been moving fast to get from the driver's side to the passenger. Two men were charged with discharging a firearm on a public road, attempting to take wildlife with artificial light, hunting from a motor vehicle, and attempting to take a deer out of season. Roberts was also charged with driving a suspended license. If found guilty, Roberts and Dibert could face up to a year in county jail or a fine up to $1,000. I think that woman I read about early was charged with attempting to take a young boy out of season. Yeah, that was bad. In Tokyo, Chinese merchandise took a fresh knock Friday when the car maker Nissan said it was recalling tens of thousands of mugs it gave away in Japan because the paint that covered the cups or the mugs contains excessive lead.
Jeez, what is it with the lead?
I don't know.
Is that stuff falling out of the sky or what?
It said it took the action after a hapless car shopper fell ill after drinking from one of the mugs and complained.
Oh, that's bad.
Nissan Motors said the cups, which was given to anyone who test drove one of its cars in Japan during a sales initiative that started on August 16th.
Thanks for trying out our car. Here's some poison. Drink it.
The mugs had a lead content that was more than 30% above the permissible level. Are you serious?
Oh, good lordy.
Japanese third biggest car maker said it would recall the mugs, which said it could have reached as many as 87,000 potential customers. Wow. So you go to test drive a car, you go home with your new mug, you know, make some tea or some coffee, and you end up with lead poisoning. Sounds like a
have
good
a nice
show.
Day.
You know what? No, f*** you.
Have a nice
have
day.
Have a nice day, my
exactly.
I think, yeah.
Have a nice day, my ass.
Have a nice day, your face.
Wow.
Do you guys want to start DVDs or continue going? I can dig something up else, or do you want to go on?
Let's do some DVDs. You got a lot of them this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do the DVDs. Oh, and by the way, Bill, thank you for doing the news.
No problem.
Let's do it. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! 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 HD Blu-ray, it's the definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah, everybody, the DVDs!
Pump your fists in the air, y'all.
Yeah, we're at war.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I walk through the valley of the sour death.
Yeah, the sour death.
Yeah.
Yow.
Yeah. The death pig.
What do you got shit in your ears? Come on!
I swear to God, that is the best clip ever. How have we not used that before?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What do you got That's shit awesome. In your ears?
All right,
I'm
Bill, what
saying
oh,
that
Yeah. No, don't say that to people. That's not good.
Why not?
I don't know. You won't...
Next time I take a cab in the city, I'm like, what do you got shit in your ears? See what happens.
Did I mention that America's Player loves Nowhere Mulberry?
I don't think you know how much I need you here and how much I want you here. I am going to be a maniac for as long as I stay. I love you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for listening. All right, Bill, what DVDs we got this week?
Well, this week is Tuesday, September 11th for DVDs.
Yes,
and,
it is. Rise Guys Morning Show with Bill. You know, that's an inside joke. Should we even explain it, Bill? Or, go ahead and do the DVDs.
Yeah.
I decide before I even...
You know, it's almost worth explaining, but for anybody in the chat room, if you just look up the Rise Guys Morning Show, I think you'll understand what we're laughing at.
Yeah, there's... What is that website called that where I found that clip?
I think you could pretty much find it on YouTube.
Right. Basically, there's this Rise Guys Morning Show where if you call in and you have... marital problems or problems with your girlfriend, you call them and you go, hey, I think my girlfriend's cheating on me. So they help you out. They call her, pretend, hey, we got a free vacation. Who would you like to take with you? And if she says someone's name other than the boyfriend, he knows she's cheating. So they call this guy calls them. And so they call the girl to her hotel room who's at a trade show or something. A dude answers. He's like, what are you doing in her room? What's going on? And he's like, she died. I'm sorry no one's called you. And they're like, whoa, oh, guys, we got to go. We got to go. We can't do this on the air. So it's like, oh, my God, the guy's girlfriend died. But weeks later, she calls in the show, and she's like, it's the only way I knew how to get rid of him, making him think I was dead, so he'd leave me alone. And they're like, you bitch.
But what's so great about it is just how unoriginal they are. And right. I mean, we've heard
you
that
bitch.
Bit a million times on a million different shows.
Well, that's the thing is after that Rise Guys clip, I was like, what is this show? I downloaded their podcast and listened to it. And I was like, I want to be the Rise Guys, Steven.
Yeah.
When someone calls in, you say, tickle it. Yo, tickle it. Okay. But anyway, Rise Guys Morning Show. All right, Bill, what DVDs we got this week?
Okay,
I think we shouldn't have explained that, Bill.
Yeah. Maybe
you make me look like a moron.
What do you got, shit in your ears? DVDs for Tuesday, September 11th, 2007. One that caught my eyes, this thing called Abe and Bruno. I have no idea what it is, but it has an enormous fake ape on the cover and three kids on BMX bikes.
Really?
So if there's kids and fake apes involved, it's got to be good.
I'm going to have to agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Like, you had the kid in the wheelchair and the little alien with Mac and Me. Terrific. You know, anything that's kind of like an E.T. ripoff, it's got to be good.
Mac and Me.
But this one's even better because it's got a monkey.
I can't believe Bill pulled out the Mac and Me.
Well, that movie is just so awful on so many levels that you just have to admire it. It's courage.
It's like, we have not even a quarter of the budget of E.T., but let's go ahead and make a ripoff. Let's do it. And they did it. They made it.
And let's bring in some, you know, fake sympathy with the kid in a wheelchair.
Yeah, they were like, okay, we don't have Henry Thomas or Drew Barrymore. Let's put a kid in a wheelchair. That'll grab at their heartstrings.
And a fake alien with gigantic eyes.
Yeah, and we'll just have a puppeteer riding behind him in the wheelchair and propped up over his shoulder. Genius.
Next DVD is one of the best old-time shows ever, The Addams Family, Volume 3.
And
this is just one of those shows I absolutely watched.
Guys. I'm a Munsters fan, all right? Screw The Addams Family.
I'm an Addams Family.
You know what?
Family.
I like them equally. I think the best thing about The Addams Family was Uncle Fester. But The Munsters was absolutely hilarious. You gotta love Herman Munster.
When is the Munsters getting a big screen treatment like the Addams Family? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and let's hope the Munsters one is better than the Addams Family
one. They could get Hammer to do a song for that, too.
Mamushka! Mamushka!
They do what they want to do. Live how they want to live. Play how they want to play.
Oh, my God.
God, that was horrible!
The Addams Family! Too legit.
Here's me, Jason.
Too legit to quit.
Too legit to quit, yeah. He even adds that in the song. And what was with Hammer, whenever he finished a beverage, he had to go proper. Yeah. What the hell does that even mean?
Yeah,
I'm glad you're bankrupt, you piece of shit. Don't say proper after you drink a beverage.
You piece of shit. What, do you got shit in your ears?
yeah, seriously. Obviously he did. Have you heard his music? Too legit to quit?
What, do you got shit in your ears? Come on!
That was after... like, Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. Remember that one?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even a rapper. Could you even say he was a rap? This is rap. That's better rap than Hammer. Exactly.
No rap song should have hand movements. Remember Too Legit to Quit? It was the too legit to quit. I knew those hand movements.
What does that even mean? You're too legit to stop? I don't... What? Yeah,
you're like... You're too good to be denied.
Pop your fists in the air, y'all. We're at war.
Yeah. Okay, Bill.
we're at war with Hammer.
Yeah, that bastard must pay. Well, at least he's broken, right?
Yes. He spent gold. He bought gold fixtures and marble for his entire home. Smart. The classic 80s horror film, April Fool's, is coming out, so you might want to pick that up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The spoof, the horror spoof.
That's a great movie because it has that twist, an M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end that I think works pretty well.
Yeah, I think the twist started with Sleepaway Camp, where, oh, my God, the girl's a boy!
No, but what's great about that movie...
That was terrible.
You're watching a movie called April Fools, and really, the whole movie, it's like, why is this movie even called this? And then at the very end, it's like, April Fools! It's not even a horror movie! Yeah! I think it did pretty good.
Oh, my God, the girl has a penis!
Oh, wait, that's Sleepaway Camp. What I love about Sleepaway Camp at the very end, when she's like... Much like Donald Sutherland in Body Snatchers. There's like a superimposed penis or something? Like a man's body on the... It's like
it's the worst airbrush Photoshop job ever.
And it's more disturbing because it's such a bad Photoshop job. You know what I mean? It's really bad.
And the fact that there were like four of them.
Yes!
Yes.
Like, who after saw the first Sleepaway Camp went, you know what? We need more girl with penis serial killing in camps.
Where's your sense of humor? Back in rehab.
Back in rehab? I don't even know what that means. Okay, Bill. Whatever.
I think the rehab sucked the humor out of him.
Yeah.
Next DVD is Bones Season 2. That's that Fox show with the guy that used to be on Angel.
Yeah.
Buffy.
What's that guy's name?
David Boreanaz.
David
Boreanaz.
David Borneo.
Borneo? All I know is that he's married to that hot blonde Playboy playmate that was on Son of the Beach, the Tim Stack, Howard
Josh
Stern. I've watched Bones. It's a procedural. That's as good as CSI or whatever.
Yeah, and it might actually be a little better because it's a little more unrealistic, or I don't know what I'm trying to look for, but. It's a little more entertaining. It's not as serious. The next DVD is quite possibly one of the most overrated films ever made. I don't understand the appeal to this thing. It's horrible. The Boondock Saints.
Really?
And it's in the unrated special edition. The only thing this movie has going for it is Willem Dafoe in drag. That's it.
You know what? This is a film I've never seen, but many people told me it's really good.
It's horrible.
Have you ever seen this TV? Like,
you can watch it and be like, wow, this director is so pretentious.
Well,
and
I heard the director was such a pain in the ass, he pretty much killed his career making that.
Yeah,
I thought you were going for another movie when you were saying the most pretentious. And
I thought he was going to say Mars Attacks.
I thought it was Eyes Wide Shut.
Hey, I like Mars Attacks.
I would really, really like to shoot you right now.
But yeah, I cannot stand this movie. I don't understand the appeal. It's kind of like a psycho Robin Hood kind of
tale. I mean,
tale.
Is there cool John Woo type action?
No. I mean, there's action, but it's like so far below John Woo's level, even current John Woo.
What's like, with that Sean Patrick Flannery? Remember when he was the young Indiana Jones? I read everywhere this was the next big star. The guy can't get out of B-movies, can he?
Yeah. Well, he's like the next Johnny Depp, right?
Right.
Or no, wait. I'm sorry. That's Skeet Ulrich.
He's the next Skeet Ulrich.
Okay.
Sean Patrick Flannery, he was the next
He was in that movie Powder, made by the pedophile guy.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what his problem was?
I actually liked that movie.
And I don't think he's a bad actor. I think the problem is that he doesn't have sideburns.
Yeah, sideburns do help.
Yeah. I just saw that Captain Jolt, Mick McCart, said he loves Boondock Saints and that I'm high. Well, you know what? It's bad.
You know what?
Didn't I even copy it for you, Jason?
I have it in my presence. I could watch it as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, you and Jason should watch it, and Jason, you and Steven should watch it, and then get back to me on if you liked it or not.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Huh?
Well, not only that, I am a historian of epically horrible films. Next DVD is a film by Tony Malam from the I think it's the early '80s called The Burning. Did you ever see this?
No, it's about venereal disease.
Yeah, I think it is. It's about the clap, and when you pee, it burns real bad. And it's kind of a documentary about that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Open your eyes, you crazy son of a bitch!
Shit, you in.
Now, what is The Burning about, Bill? Jog my memory here.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to jog my memory also.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think? Do you really? Okay, so The Burning, if I remember correctly, it's kind of like, it's a horror film, like a, one of those summer camp horror films.
Right, right,
but,
right.
It came out like around the same time as Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people actually liked it better than that.
Saturday the 14th with Richard Benjamin?
Yeah.
Wow, is that bad. Where did I pull that from?
Yeah, I think it was like one of the first films done by Miramax.
Really?
Yeah. And I know Tom Savini did the special effects for this. In fact, he turned down the second Friday the 13th to do the effects for this film. So if you want to check it out, you know, check out this new one. I think it's the uncut version because it was really cut up bad because of the MPAA ratings when it first came out in the 80s.
Right.
So if you're interested in classic 80s horror, check out The Burning. And it's funny because it has Jason Alexander in it. And I think he wasn't bald yet. Or George.
No hug.
Next DVD is a double feature that I just can't pass up. You know, when Disney puts together two films and they're of this quality, you just can't pass it up. Corky Romano and Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
Wow.
Yeah, for only $15. Two terrific films in one small package. Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too.
On your knees.
No! Corky Romano, never saw that. Did you, Steven?
Terrible.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Remember it's when horrible.
He, and on SNL when he would be the monkey?
Oh, yeah. And he was like mango and...
He would eat an apple. And,
yeah, mango.
That was the funniest thing he did was eat a monkey.
Proposal to
apple.
Jack off.
Yeah, he'd like hump on stuff. And,
yeah, eating the apple and spitting it out.
Yeah. Wow.
I loved it when it was...
Chris Kattan, that's his name.
Danny DeVito. Do you remember
I just remember every celebrity that came on had to do that mango bit where he was, you know, even if it was a guy, he had to
be the Rock. The Rock was the big mango.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that was bad.
This is pretty up there.
And I like because one of his ears came loose. I remember.
The monkey?
Yeah. The Rock was dressed up as like a big mango and they were spitting the apple at each other and his... They started kind of fighting around, and the ear ripped off of the Rock. It was kind of dangling there on the front.
That's awesome.
That is.
It is.
Next DVD is for the heterosexual males that are listening to the show. It's DOA, Dead or Alive.
Oh, God.
If anybody remembers the video game series, Dead or Alive.
Or Dead or Alive Volleyball.
Yeah, well, this is pretty much it. It's an action film directed by the guy that did The Transporter and written by about 15 different people because it was so bad it had to be rewritten.
Have you seen the trailer to this, you guys? DOA with Jamie Presley?
Yeah.
They're doing karate and stuff.
No, I have not.
It's got Jamie Presley, Devin Aoki?
Is it Aoki?
Aoki? I don't know. But the one that matters
Truman,
to
Aoki?
Me... Yeah, the one that matters to me is a girl named Sarah Carter. She is a chick that's on that shark on CBS.
Uh-huh.
And she is just hot, this pretty little blonde girl. She was on Smallville. She played like some crazy chick that infected Clark with red kryptonite and then took him away to Las Vegas. And it was like, wow.
Man, yeah, she had the ability. All over him. What, she could turn into like a mist or something?
One of the better Smallvilles.
But really, really hot chick.
They put that lead thing on her wrist.
So basically they made this film based on a video game where women, well-endowed women fight karate, and they turned it into... did this thing have any budget?
I'm sure it was minimal.
I swear, I only saw the trailer either online or it was on that show called Nothing But Trailers, but I never saw it on any any channel, like, airing between shows like you normally do before any movie. It was in the theaters and then gone.
What's so funny about it, though, is that it was made, like, 4 years ago, and because it just never got It's so bad. It got released in the UK first because it has a couple English girls in it. And then it got released in Japan, and now it got released here, and now it's on DVD. I think it went direct to DVD. I don't think it ever was released in the theater here in the States.
Right.
It's bad, but it has hot chicks, and of course it's like they're on some remote island, and they have to fight for a $10 million title of World's Best Fighter.
Awesome.
And of course somewhere along the line they play volleyball.
Huh?
Yeah.
They ought to play volleyball with, like, one of those phantasm balls, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so Las Vegas Season 4. I don't know who's still watching this and why it is still on the air.
You know what's bad on a show like that? If it has hot chicks and it doesn't matter. We still don't want to watch the show. It's got Nikki Cox, that Vanessa Marcil, and that one Victoria's Secret model.
Molly Sims.
Don't want to watch it.
Oh, Vegas?
Yeah.
Terrible.
And Nikki Cox has gotten progressively skankier as the show continues. Like, she's gotten skinnier. She's gotten just, you know, skankier.
I loved her in Run, Ronnie, Run, but...
Yeah, I think that's the last time she actually looked good. Next DVD is the famous The Lost World. The Ray Harryhausen.
Oh, I love Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, right. you know, the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Irwin Allen.
You the son of a bitch!
I mean, this thing is, isn't this like the original prehistoric beast thing?
Yeah.
The zoology professor discovers the lost world and craziness ensues. But this is a huge set. You know, it's got documentaries, the movie tone news film reels, the original trailer, comic book.
There's something about Harryhausen, that stop motion. There's so much character to that stop motion animation that he did. It's so awesome. That's one thing the Sci-Fi Channel doesn't get. As much as they think they're...
The CGI that they do.
Ugh.
It's got no care. I mean, at least have some character in your shitty effects, but they got none. They got nothing.
Did you guys watch Mega Snake?
No.
No.
It was so bad. I mean, so
awesome.
It was like everything that they wanted to do with it was just make blood squirt everywhere. Like, it was just, you know, there was like nothing to it. It was painful to watch because it was embarrassing.
But how was feedback?
Yeah.
He was awesome.
That was so out of place. It was like,
awesome.
What the hell just happened? Why? What? Yeah, it's just so dumb. So dumb. Mikhail's Navy Season 2. I think this was a much better show than Hogan's Heroes. Because at least this one, they weren't trapped in a concentration camp.
Wow.
Which
Steven,
do
you have any comments on that? Mikhail's Navy better than Hogan's Heroes?
No. I loved Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You Do you disagree with Bill?
I'm saying Hogan's Heroes. I loved Hogan's Heroes.
But Bill said...
Mikhail's Navy was better?
Yeah.
No way.
The Tom Arnold one was.
Good Lord! Oh, man. almost every day on HDNet, they show
Hogan's
Heroes.
Come on, I had French Stewart in it.
Well, they gotta make it. They need to remake the Hogan Heroes movie with Greg Kinnear, making an autofocus. Wow! Thank you.
That would be bizarre. Where'd Philip Dafoe fit in?
Would there be a scene where they're
masturbating together on the couch
between scenes?
That is quite possibly the most uncomfortable, disturbing scene ever in any film.
That's awesome.
You know what? I'm not kidding you. Hogan's Heroes comes on in HD early morning. I turn on the TV and I'm waiting to go wake up Emma, and Hogan's Heroes is on. I'm like, I can't watch this show. That guy jerked off in front of Willem Dafoe, and it's not even Greg Kinnear. It's the actual guy.
Yeah.
the way that scene even worked is like he's downstairs going over the tapes. Like, hey, what do you got there? Oh, she's pretty. Oh, yeah, she is. And then her hands just plunge down their pants, and it's like, what? No! What? Don't do that. I'm watching a movie here. I don't want to see that.
I just love that in the Hogan's Hero, Hogan's Heroes, the black guy changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't ever make mention of it.
No, why would they? And I love Richard Dawson's horrible British accent. He's like he doesn't even try.
I'm hated.
And it's kind of like the Bewitched series where the Darrens change, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Or is it like Good Times, the dad just wasn't on the show anymore?
Yeah, what was with that? Maybe he just... Did he die? He didn't die.
No, I guess the guy just quit.
I guess maybe he just got tired of kissing Esther Roll. Like, there's only so many times you can, you know, do that before you go insane.
I love Esther Roll.
I like egg rolls.
Egg rolls.
Next DVD is... have you guys ever seen any of these Prime Suspect mini-movies that Helen Mirren does? I think they mainly do them for, like, the BBC.
Oh, yeah. Helen Mirren,
really,
by
good.
The way, I still think is the hottest old chick working today.
She absolutely is, and it's amazing how she can change. Like, when she did the Queen movie, it was like, you had no idea, but then she gets all, you know, dressed up and everything, and it's like, wow, she was really hot in her early years.
Right.
Like, when she was always running around naked in movies back then.
Oh, the cook, the thief, the wife, and her lover. She's naked in that whole thing, isn't she?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. I mean, it didn't really put two and two thinking about
that's
it.
That's one fucked up movie.
Yeah.
Messed up!
But this Prime Suspect is number 7, the final act, which is the grand finale to the entire series. And it's just a really terrific show. She plays that character, Tennyson. I think it's Jane Tennyson. But every one that I've seen, I've liked, and I haven't seen this one yet, so I'm definitely going to rent it. And if anybody hasn't seen them, you might want to give them a chance. They're really good. I like them. Next DVD is... I don't understand how they can do these. I know we've seen infomercials for them, like, where it's like 50 horror classics, and they're all on like 2 DVDs. So the compression has to be insane.
Yeah, like... It's like as bad as our podcast compressed.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's got to be as bad as like a videotape set on EP.
Yeah.
And
I think Jesus walked up out of here when he hit the stage. Okay.
Yeah, well, this one is the 100 movie pack sci-fi classics.
Wow.
Yeah, 100 movies on 2 discs.
Holy crap.
I know. It shocks me. But it's got all these like old, horrible sci-fi films that have no rights anymore. They're just public domain. So it's like The Day the Sky Exploded, The Doomsday Machine, you know.
It's basically movies that are, what would you say?
Yeah, I saw one of those 100 packs, and I guess I didn't realize it was just 2 discs, because I just saw one of those the other day, or last week, going through the,
take the cane,
like,
and
100 movies. I thought it would be like a disc of, you know, 10 discs.
You know, I think I have one of those box sets. My dad got me one for Christmas, and I was like, okay, I'm never going to watch
like
this.
100 movies on like 4 or 2 double-sided discs.
Hi.
What?
I love the tranny when she says hi to us.
This next DVD is for Amber from Big Brother. It's the Simon Wiesenthal Center Collection. So it's a DVD collection of 8 Jewish films. So maybe she should sit down with those and watch them and reassess her inane hatred of Jewish people.
I'm so sorry, Bill.
That's okay. The next DVD is the Dan O'Bannon directed
Sweet.
The Return.
Is that Radio Dan O'Bannon?
Yeah, not right. No. I think this was made in like 85.
What was it again? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, Bill.
The Return of the Living Dead.
Okay. Ah, classic.
Hey, man.
Zombies.
It's got the director of Feast's father in it.
That's right. As Clue Gulager.
Gulager, yeah.
Gulager! So,
everyone loves 1980 zombies.
You know, that film was fun, but that was the first movie with fast zombies, wasn't it? Really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a shot to the head wouldn't kill them either, would it? Remember they would cut off an arm, the arm would just stay alive and wiggle around. And I was like, what?
Because that was the one where they, the in the little warehouse where the dog was cut in half.
Yeah, the gas goes in the clouds and then it rains and it brings up the whole cemetery. I mean, it's a fun movie, but I wouldn't even rank it with other zombie movies, seriously.
No.
Not at all.
You know, it's Dan O'Bannon. Great name, though.
Yeah, it is. That guy's, like, done everything.
Yeah, I think he has, including some sci-fi movies, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, lots of sci-fi.
Didn't he... Wait, who was the guy that directed I Come in Peace?
Oh, that's Craig Baxley.
Okay. I was like, wait, is that Dan O'Bannon? The next DVD is Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror.
Oh, hell yeah, boy! That's what I'm talking about.
I have that Snoop Dogg's Bones or whatever.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, where he's the killer pig. You own that. Holy shit. Bones, yo.
You know what? It was back when we were getting into DTS.
Oh, yeah. It has
a DTS track. And I was going through looking at everything that had DTS. You know, I was like, oh, let's check it out, you know.
Shit, Bones. It's got DTS. Let's get it.
Hey, I don't want to say the other one I bought.
What is it?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Hey, that's a classic.
I could almost understand that, because that's three girls that were hot at that time.
Hey, was Bones with a Z?
No, I think
it's regular.
B-O-N-E-S.
Oh, okay.
That's the second Bones that we've talked about. But isn't that... That's Jimmy Bones. God, I gotta watch that again. Next DVD is Supernatural with Jensen Ackles. It's the complete...
Watch it if you want. I don't give a shit. Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles is Supernatural. You suck. Watch my show, bitch.
Or don't.
Supernatural.
I don't care.
I'm so smug that I'm cool.
So cynical.
Cynical Generation X. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was in the Simpsons.
Yeah.
Kids of all ages will love this. Even cynical members of Generation X. And they show the guy, he's like, yeah, right. You see he's got flannel on.
We'll probably be in a graveyard, bitch.
Yeah, whatever, man.
There was another one, though. That Jensen Ackles, and then there's another kid on there that's got just as good a name.
Something Palicki or something? Or
Jared Padalecki.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, this is Jared Padalecki from Supernatural. Watch it. And don't listen to Jensen. He's just angry.
Yeah. I'm more down to earth.
You should watch it for me. Make me a star.
Have you guys actually ever watched that?
Supernatural? You know, I never have.
I watched the first couple episodes, couldn't get into it.
You know, it's in HD, still can't get me to watch.
Yeah. Well, some of you just can't. Next DVD is Johnny Toe's Triad Election. Now, there were two films in Japan, Election and Election 2. I believe Triad Election is just Election 2.
Reese Witherspoon, that was the movie that catapulted her into fame.
No, this is... like a Hong Kong film about the triad.
That was a foreign movie? I thought they made that in America.
Well, no, different movie.
Was that when Matthew Broderick... did he drive on the wrong side of the road when they were making that in Japan?
No, but I think he killed some people.
Wow.
In a car accident.
So. Hold my penis and take a laser to it.
Jennifer Grey was involved also.
Jennifer
But...
That's what happened to her nose. Now she doesn't look like the same person anymore.
Damn you. Triad Election, Johnny Toe. If you like Johnny Toe is the new John Woo, basically. This guy, his direction,
plus
his
acting cool
direction.
You know, Bill, I've seen that trailer several times.
Yeah.
And it looks badass.
Well,
he also
did a film that's starting to hit now that was released like 2 years ago called Exiled. That is a continuation from a film he did in the 80s with the same
looks
actor.
Military to me. Definitely military. Probably classified,
Dawn
too.
Dawn Patrol is, like, incredible. I cannot wait to see, you know, anytime he's doing something, it's always going to be good. He's just a really good director. And his action direction is top-notch. Two and a Half Men, the complete first season, I never really watched the show. My dad enjoyed it.
It's good. I enjoy it. I don't make a habit out of watching it, but I catch it every once in a while.
What I do watch of it, I find humorous, but I just can't stand the kid in it because he's just such a bad actor. It's like, kid, learn to read your lines without reading the lines.
Don't read them.
Yeah, just don't read the
Act
lines.
The lines.
But yeah, that's the only problem I have with the show. Charlie Sheen's actually got some pretty good comic timing, but when you're as much of a disaster as he is, you almost have to have good comic timing. Next DVD is the Vincent Price MGM Scream Legends Collection. Can't you have a longer title for that? Now, Vincent Price is like the classic creepy guy. He's done film. This includes The Abominable Dr. Fibs, Dr. Fibs Rises Again, Tales of Terror, Twice Told Tales, Theater of Blood, Madhouse, Witchfinder General.
Well, he was in Fly as well, wasn't he? So that's being released. Is it being released on this issue?
No, it's separately.
Okay.
But, yeah, Vincent Price was like, he was the man back then for horror films. In fact, I've seen some of them on, like, those late night, like, TCM and stuff like that. And he's creepy. What, didn't he the Tim Burton movie, Edward Scissorhands? Wasn't that, like, his last movie?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, and he also did, he voiced the little comic, the little short for Tim Burton as well, and I'm trying to remember.
Oh, really?
Jeez, Vincent. It's called Vincent, yeah.
Right, yeah, you're right. It's kind of sad how Tim Burton, like, he has taken these icons of horror and turned them into shells of what they were. You know, like, what's his name that was in Willy Wonka, the father? He was the guy from the Dark Shadows.
Oh, right, series. Right.
Mm-hmm. But he also did the Star Wars movie, so he kind of lost his credibility there. you know, it's just sad to see these old guys. Thankfully, Vincent Price died before he could rape his talent and do what he wants with him.
Hey, Bill, we're running out of time, so let's wrap it up pretty soon. Three minutes.
yeah. So we have the Essential Ozzie and Harriet collection, if anybody loves old television.
Awesome!
Nothing like watching 2,630 hours of Ozzie and Harriet.
You know it.
Yeah.
Pop your fist in the air, y'all!
For Ozzie and Harriet, yo! Do your hands like this! Say hey, hey! Ho, ho. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I was getting way too into Ozzie and Harriet there.
That's all right.
But that show does that to me. I'm a passionate person.
Yeah, the same thing for me with Donna Reed. The next DVD is Face Off, the Special Collector's Edition. Nothing like a little horrible rehash John Woo. That movie made no sense to me, and it was horrible on many different levels.
Take his face off.
Yeah, I want to take his face off. We have the film crew, who is Mike Nelson, Bill Corbett, and Kevin Murphy from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
And their DVD, The Wild Women of Longo, which I might actually have to pick up.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say I love their stuff when they do really bad movies. We talked about this before, how riff tracks can be funny, except sometimes they tend to do good movies, and I'm like, why are they bothering? Yeah.
And they don't need to. It's horrible.
Yeah, there's plenty of bad movies out there. No need to riff The Bourne Identity, seriously, and do bad Irish jokes.
Yeah, that was bad. And then, of course, the bad French jokes when they're in front and all that.
Yeah,
just
don't do it. There's plenty of bad movies.
Next DVD is the Fly Classic Collection, the original films, The Fly, Return of the Fly, Curse of the Fly, you know, all these are from the 50s and 60s.
Help me, yes.
Really old, bad movies. Right. Fraggle Rock, the complete third season. Grew up on Fraggle Rock, loved it. I had to make my parents get HBO just so I could watch Fraggle Rock.
Love the Doozers?
Yes, the Doozers were the best. I actually wanted a Doozer at some point as a child. And I wanted to build large, clear Erector sets and then eat them, like the Fraggles. Next is The Graduate, 40th Anniversary Edition. This is probably the fifth release of that film. I don't know if it has anything special on it. Doesn't really matter. I think most of us probably already own it at some point. This one has a commentary from Mike Nichols and Steven Soderbergh, so you get to hear them talk about how much they love the movie, which is always a lot of fun.
I don't want to hear that.
Grey's Anatomy Season 3.
What, you got shit in your ears? Come on!
Yeah, I would rather have shit in my ears than watch Grey's Anatomy Season 3. There's a double feature. If you don't own Gross Point Blank or High Fidelity, you can pick them both up.
Hey!
I don't know if this Gross Point Blank that they're releasing is in anamorphic. I know the original release was not.
No, you know what? So, I popped it in because I was doing the movie drops. I was like, this is an anamorphic. What the hell?
Yeah,
time to upgrade.
I have the Japanese import of it. It is in anamorphic, so I'll make you a copy. Let's see here. There's a series of
DVDs
minutes,
coming
out. Yeah. Series of DVDs coming out because of the Jesse James movie with Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in old westerns, Jesse James, Legend, Outlaw, and Terrorist from the Discovery Channel. I saw that a week or two ago, and it was really good. For Vanessa Judge Judy, Justice.
All right, but we got to do the end of the show. I'm sorry.
Okay, nothing like an hour and a half of Judge Judy.
Yes! She's the boss applesauce.
I'll post the rest of my picks on the forum at nowhereinmulberry.com.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
Alright guys, thanks for joining us on the Rise Guys Morning Show, episode 92. If you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491, much like Rick did. Go to nowhereinmulberry.com. There you can find links to our old school and our forum. Please go to our forum and write us stuff. We love it. We love feedback. We're whores for feedback. Leave us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. And you know what, Bill? Bill and I want to announce that we're going to start doing a, what would you say, a lunch show called Lunchtime with Bill and Jason. Hell yeah. That's the official name. It's not Lunchtime. It's Lunchtime. And it'll be Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on Talk Radio X around 11 a.m. Central Time. And 12 p.m. Eastern time. Would that be right, Bill?
I think
I got it right.
Yeah, Stephen knows. That's
on
right.
September 18th, and we'll keep you updated on next week's show. And we love you. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's if we start September 18th, the show on Thursday will be my birthday, the 20th.
Hey, let's do it, Bill. Happy birthday to Bill.
The big 2-8.
Wow, I can't wait. We're going to have a big, and as always, by then we will have a show phone number. People could call in, I can call out, and we'll see what happens. But thank you guys for listening. We got to go. We love you. Much love.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Have a good one. Steven, much love.
Much love.
Bill?
Much love.
How's it going,
Bill? Except to the person who's cutting us off, you suck.
No, they don't suck. They're our brethren in live shows, Bill.
True.
It was movie drops threw us off. I knew we shouldn't. That's a jinx. We shouldn't do that. But check you guys out next week. Mulberry Live. Tell your friends. Take care, everybody.
What do you got, shit in your ears? Come on!
Now this is podcasting.